Women. The government has commended the vital role women play in conflict prevention and post-conflict reconstruction for the prosperity of the country. Prime Cabinet Secretary and Cabinet Secretary for Foreign and Diaspora Affairs Massalia Mudavadi said the global security landscape is evolving, a need that requires states to ensure women's voices shape responses to emerging threats, and especially those related to climate security where women in vulnerable communities bear the greatest burden. Mudavadi, who was speaking at the 24th anniversary of the United Nations Security Council Resolution, UNSCR, 1325 and Regional Symposium on Women, Peace and Security, said that since the adoption of UNSCR 1325, the number of women included in peace processes has increased, with their voices being heard in decision-making processes. He at the same time stressed that UNSCR 1325 is not just a resolution for women but a call for a more inclusive and peaceful world. We must renew our commitments to implementing the Women, Peace and Security Agenda by ensuring that women's voices are central to peace processes and that they have the resources and support they need to lead, added the Prime Cabinet Secretary. From left to right, Deputy Director, State Department for Gender and Affirmative Action Emily Opati, Senior Gender Officer Ministry of Gender Labor and Social Development, the Republic of Uganda Doreen Bakia, Director of Gender, Ministry of Family and Human Rights, Federal Republic of Somalia Sajia Mohamed Noor and CEO Sustainable Human Empowerment Associates Aruj Mian during 24th anniversary of the United Nations Security Council Resolution, UNSCR, 1325 and Regional Symposium on Women, Peace and Security, held at Safari Park Hotel in Nairobi on Thursday, October 3, 2024. Photo by Boniface Melinda KNA. The CS said all stakeholders must uphold accountability and establish robust mechanisms for tracking progress and measuring impacts. Mudavadi noted that in Africa, women have played critical roles in mediating conflicts, advocating for peace and rebuilding communities. The legacy of African women in peacebuilding is a testament to the power of resilience, courage and leadership, and therefore, we must ensure that their leadership is recognized and institutionalized, said the Prime CS. He stated countries worldwide have developed national action plans, NAPs, to implement UNSCR 1325 and raise awareness on the unique challenges women face in conflict and post-conflict settings. Mudavadi announced that the development of Kenya's third national action plan, NAP 3, is underway and called for collaborations from partners and donors to ensure that its drafting and implementation is effective. This plan is not just a governmental priority but a key step in advancing the Women, Peace and Security Agenda in Kenya, he stated. In her remarks, the State Department for Gender and Affirmative Action Principal Secretary Anne Wingombe lauded the stakeholders who had gathered at the event for their commitment to advance gender equality and the empowerment of women in Kenya. Your invaluable contributions to the agenda is the backbone of the government's efforts and your presence underscores the importance of inclusive dialogue and action at every level, said Wingombe. Principal Secretary State Department for Gender and Affirmative Action Ministry of Gender, Culture, the Art and Heritage Anne Wingombe and the Prime Cabinet Secretary and Cabinet Secretary for Foreign and Diaspora Affairs Massalia Mudavadi during 24th anniversary of the United Nations Security Council Resolution, UNSCR, 1325 and Regional Symposium on Women, Peace and Security, held at Safari Park Hotel in Nairobi on Thursday, October 3, 2024. She further said that gender equality is not only a fundamental human right, but also a prerequisite for achieving sustainable development. When women and girls are empowered, entire communities thrive, economies grow and nations prosper, stated Wingombe. The PS noted that the inclusion of women in peacebuilding is not just an issue of gender equality but a matter of ensuring sustainable peace. Women are powerful agents of change and their leadership in peace processes lead to more lasting and inclusive outcomes for communities and nations, she said. Wingombe called upon the participants at the event to share ideas on how all departments could strengthen their efforts in implementing the Women, Peace and Security Agenda across the region.